Hey friend, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate
No problem at all. Thank you for having me.
it. This sounds like a really interesting concept, like how this started, I guess. Is it supposed to be a singles event or is it like more of
Yeah,
a
so it
social
was kind
thing?
of so yeah, it was I was working on this game kind of late at night, for probably kind of a few months just to try and get it to work because it was born out of an original game called Ouai Le Poulet. And I'm trying to work out, I've been emailing someone in America trying to work out where this came from, but I have no idea. He played it in 2010 and it's just like a word of mouth game where someone dresses up as a chicken and runs off and hides in a pub. And the first person to find them wins, which is ridiculous. But then every pub you check where the chicken's not there, you have to get a drink. So it's kind of a drinking game as well. So that was kind of born, I don't know, early 2000s, I think. And I played it once while at university, and thought it was quite a lot of fun. And then a year ago, I was like, oh, what happens if we kind of made an app out of this and like had location tracking for the chicken? And then my friends were just saying like, oh, imagine if you played it where everyone was on a blind date and everyone was single. I think it's because they hated apps and they were bored of dating and they're just fed up of the whole thing. So they were like, this is a good idea for a date. This is a
I mean,
good icebreaker for the whole thing.
it does seem like a good way to sort of figure out people's red flags, whether or not they
Yeah,
get quickly
exactly.
frustrated, that kind of thing.
Yeah, 100%. So that kind of we did two events for from that, and then we got picked up in the newspaper as like the coolest speed dating event in London or something. So then that was like we had like 100 people in our second event, and it ended in kind of a DJ set at the end. And they like everyone chasing these chickens and just trying to do these challenges along the way. And then we've had four relationships from that,
Oh, cool.
which is so it turns out, yeah, there's love in the air. It does work.
Next reality TV show, you know?
Yeah, that's what people are saying. Like, you need to film more of it. But it's quite, when the chicken runs off, it's so chaotic. It's quite hard to chase everyone with a camera.
Okay, so the premise is people dressed up as chickens, they're sitting in a pub, they have the location for a couple of hours. Can you walk me through exactly
Basically.
just to get a nice picture of it?
So you get a group of friends together or whoever you want to play with. You pick who's going to be the chicken. They run off, ideally wearing fancy dress because it just makes it a bit more fun. And then you set a circle on a map of where they're allowed to go. You let the chicken loose. They're hiding somewhere within that circle, and it's a race to find them first. And the circle shrinks every 2 minutes around the chicken, like kind of those video games. So then there are also these challenges you have to complete. So you send a photo of a video of in these different challenges, like kind of dancing around like a lamppost or something, or trying to see how many people you can get squeezed into a phone box.
And of course, you're
There was
increasingly getting
one
more
time.
drunk as you go.
Yes. So that does happen. And then there's a leaderboard for like who's got the most points and stuff like that. But yeah, there is a non-drinking version, which was kind of requested, where you don't have to hide in a pub, you're just hiding somewhere in a circle. So now kids can play and stuff like that.
Lovely. All righty. So TikTok, tell me a little bit about the hype that's going on there.
Yes. Yeah, TikTok was going really badly. Like initially, I couldn't get any views. And a lot of friends were saying, like, you've got to get it on TikTok. It's perfect for TikTok. But I was kind of down in the dumps about it and thinking maybe I'm too old for this. I can't get anyone to watch the videos. And then I went skiing with a couple of friends and we were like, oh, I packed the chicken costume just for fun. And thought maybe we could do a game on the slopes. And it took up like that chicken costume is quite big. So it did take up half my suitcase. So I was like, is this a good idea? Probably not, but we'll see what happens.
Just casually
And
carrying chicken
then
costumes all over the place.
yeah, exactly. And it turns out we were in Italy and Italians don't understand fancy dress at all. They've got some really weird looks. They're like, what are you doing? So then we kind of played that game where I was kind of chased around on the slopes, and we filmed that and posted that around 2 weeks ago. And that kind of kicked off quite quickly. Suddenly we had like a couple of 100,000 views, and my phone started buzzing the whole time, which was a bit of a surprise. And I could see people were setting up games in like all of these different ski resorts, like in Canada, like Italy, France, like all around any ski resort, there was probably someone playing there, which was very unexpected because I didn't think this was a ski chasing game. It's quite a niche part of the gaming industry.
Yeah, it does seem interesting. So okay.
Then we had another video from one of our dating events where we're like, okay, well, let's just post that as well, see what happens. And I posted that like Sunday night, probably, last Sunday. And then woke up at 5 a.m. on Monday morning with my phone just going nuts. And that just changed everything, really.
So how many followers are you at now?
We're on 20,000 followers on TikTok, which was gone from zero to 20,000. And now we've got like 1 million views on that dating video. Because of that specific video, games were just set up everywhere. So like suddenly we have like 300 games all around the world being played. Wow. And then some in Melbourne and Sydney, crucially, which is good.
Fantastic. Okay. So is it just you working on that? Or do you have like a team of people? Is there like a chicken team?
Oh, I wish there was a chicken team. Currently it's just me and I have a day job, so it's not ideal.
Yes.
I've been spending a lot of late nights on it. Now that more people are playing, I probably should quit my job and just do this full time.
Yeah.
It's given me the push to kind of actually commit to it and properly get this going, which is quite exciting.
That's fantastic. So when did you start it? What year?
I started chipping away at it after being really, really bored on what I was working on for work. So then probably February last year, it started probably working by June, and like we had a couple of games and were testing it.
Yeah.
And then like launched it in October last year. So
it's been not even all that much time then.
No, not at all.
Wow.
But then because of this TikTok video, like a lot of people want us to host an event in their city. Mm. So now that like two potentially exciting prospects have come up. But one, we could kind of get a team together and travel to all of the different places and host games.
Would that not be the dream?
Yeah, it sounds incredible, doesn't it? Like, imagine just going to a place, you don't know anyone, they all turn up and you just have to put someone in a chicken costume and hide, and they're all chasing you. It would just be a ridiculous couple of weeks if we did it. And then a singer who I can't name, but did get in touch and said, what happens if you chase me? We'd probably dress up with them, hide somewhere, and then they do a gig at the end. So you're kind of chasing the gig.
Yeah, or chasing people who looked like that singer. That could be, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
What should any Australians do if they want to set up a game?
Oh, yes, please. That's the crucial part. I nearly forgot. basically, Google Chicken Rush, and hopefully we come up. And you can go on our website and set up a game for free. So. Yeah. Yeah, please do that. That'd be awesome.
Cool. Awesome. And then there's the non-alcoholic version. There's the kid-friendly version. There's challenges along the way.
Exactly.
Sounds exciting. I look forward to it. All righty. Do you have anything else to add?
Yeah. I think, we're not on the app store yet. So, it works in your browser on your phone. So mm-hmm. you just do it through the website and it all works through there. We'll be on the app store hopefully soon. We're also planning, if you have any London listeners, I don't really know how this works, but we're planning a really big game.
All of the one London listener that we have.
Exactly. We're planning a really big game in London and trying to see how many people we can get playing at once. So hopefully in the few hundreds, which would be quite exciting. Hopefully that goes well.
When's that? I'll have to catch up with you then.
I haven't set a date yet, but it's not in March because March is too busy. So April, maybe.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, we look forward to hearing how that goes.
Thank you. And thanks so much for your time. It's really, really appreciated.